Sahana bhavatu, sahana bhunaktu, saha viryam karavavahai, tejasvinavadhitamastu ma vidvishavahai. Om shanti shanti shantihi. Gurur Brahma, Gurur Vishnu, Gurur Devo Maheshwarah, Gurur Eva Param Brahma, Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha, Samasta Jana Kalyane, Niratam Karunamayam, Namami Chinmayam Devam, Sadgurum Brahma Vidvaram. Sachidananda Rupaya, Vishvotpatyadi Hetave, Tapatraya Vinashaya, Shri Krishnaya Vayam Numaha.
So, we saw Devahuti requesting her son, Kapil Bhagwan, that you tell me about Prakriti and Purush. And she has wanted to get that Abhayapad, fearless state. Then Kapil Bhagwan said, yes, what we have to do is the Adhyatmik Yoga. We have to do, and it should be Jnana Vairagya Yuktena Bhakti Yuktena. So we should have a knowledge of the Bhagwan. We should have vairagya from sansar, and there should be devotion for Lord. Three things are required. Then he said, sadhu sangh is also required. Sadhu sangh is most important. He said, instead of attaching yourself to the visay of world, to the sansar, shift your attachment to sadhu. Start doing satsang. After telling this, then Devahuti said, okay, Bhagwan, you now tell me one more thing. The bhakti which you have told, tell me about the nature of this bhakti and the linga. Linga means other limbs, branches. Kidrisa katicha angani, what are the anga? And kidrisa, what is the nature? Please tell me. And Kapil Bhagwan was very compassionate and he started giving now the details, the answer to the questions raised by Devahuti. Now we are in Canto 3, Chapter 25 and verse number 32. Verse number 32.
Just a minute.
Devana.
श्री भगवान उवाच देवानां गुणलिंगानां अनुश्रविक कर्मणां सत्वैवैकमनसो वृत्तिः स्वाभाविकी तुया अनिमित्ता भागवती भक्ति सिद्धेर्गरीयसी जरयत्याशु यकोशं निगीर्णं ममलो यथा.
इसे देवानां गुणलिंगानां, Devanam, devatas. So there are devatas outside in the phenomenal world, and there are also devatas for each of our indriya. For each karmendriya, for each jnanendriya, we have got different devatas. Ganalinganam, anusrabika karmanam, and the karma, all the karma should be anusrabik, as per sastra. Anusrabik means sastra. So the action should be according to the Shastra. Shastra tells us what is to be done, what is not to be done. Vidhi and Nishid, both are said by Shastra. Then he says, Sattvam eva ekamansa vritti svabhavakituya. And Sattva, onto that truth, onto that Bhagwan. Ekamansa. Ekamansa, mind should be concentrated thinking about the Lord only. Vritti svabhavakituya, it is natural. So what we have to do, whatever we are doing, karma, that should be for Lord, by our karmendriya. And gyanendriya, gyanendriya should be also used for Lord. How it is to be used, we'll see that. And then, animitta bhagavati, how this bhakti should be there? Animitta, ahetuki. Ahetuki means not expecting anything in return. Animitta. Our bhakti, how is our bhakti? Our bhakti, we go to temple only for getting something. Bhagwan ye dedo, ye dedo, ye dedo. This is, there is a cause. Hetu means cause. Bhagwan, he says, animitti, ahetuki, ahetuki, there is no cause. I am loving Bhagwan, that's all. I am not expecting anything in return, Bhagwati. Siddhi gariyasi, it is said it is better than mukti. Siddhi means here, salvation. This bhakti is greater or better than mukti also. What is that? Jarati asuya kosam nirginam analoyatha. Nirginam is eaten. Anal, fire. Like in fire you put anything, it will eat. It will burn everything. Similarly, this bhakti will burn all our vasanas. Whatever vasanas are there. Negative vasanas, whatever vasanas are. Sab khatam. Everything will burn. Bhakti will do that. Our sole purpose of this life is to remove this vasana. If we remove this vasana, job done. How it will be done? Bhakti. Bhagwan says bhakti. It will burn everything. Jarati asu ya kosam. Kosam means seed. Now we are talking about the subtle body. You see, the gross body is burnt here, we know. But the subtle body, as directed by the causal body, karan sarir, this subtle body moves from one body to another body. So that is not burned. That is not burned. Who will burn this? Who will destroy this? Bhakti. That is why it is said, jarati asu ya kosam. Asu means quickly, promptly it will burn. So how many things are required? So Bhagwan says, motiveless devotion to the Lord may be defined as the natural inclination toward the Lord. Who is the embodiment of Satya? Who is Lord? We know Lord is Satyagun Pradhan. Therefore, Satya word is used here. And we are all Rajo Tamogun Pradhan. We are Jeeva. So if we want to increase our Satya, where should we go? Should we go to another Jeeva? Who is a Rajas Tamas Pradhan? No. We have to go to Lord. Lord is Satya Pradhan. How should we go? Senses of a man, undivided mind, ekagraman, concentrated mind, thinking about the Lord only, which are the only means of perceiving object as well as his, and all the senses, organs of perception, we are perceiving worldly things. How we'll perceive the Lord? We'll see, it will come. And the organs of action which are engaged in activities enjoyed by Veda. What we should, in the Vedas, whatever the karma is suggested, each karma suggested in Vedas are meant for Lord only. Suppose if we are doing some havan, like other day we were doing havan here, Gurukulji, he did havan. After each mantra he used to say, Idam namama, this is not for me, this is for Lord. So in Havan Kriya, if we after each mantra, if we say, Idam Namama, this is not for me. Same thing should be applied in our all karma. Whatever karma I am doing, I will do the same karma. But it's not for me. It is for the Lord. This thought should be always there. And it is said devotion is superior to moksha also. Devotion is superior to moksha. It speedily devotees the subtle body as fire in the stomach. It dissolves the subtle body, which is 17 items, you all know. And this subtle body is directed by the karan sarir, causal body. Kahan jana hai? What is causal body? Our vasana. Vasana is the karan sarir. So vasana decides where the subtle body will go and take another body. So this bhakti will dissolve or destroy this subtle body. You know, subtle body is not destroyed. You can destroy your gross body. Even if you commit suicide, you are destroying only your gross body. But subtle body, it will travel. According to its vasana, it will go to another body. But how to destroy the subtle body? Bhagavan says, you do bhakti. It will destroy subtle body. How? Like in the fire, everything is destroyed. Whatever you put in, everything is destroyed. Same way, if all the actions are done for the Lord, as a devotion to the Lord, everything will be dissolved. So the idea, what is the idea behind it? Senses are bahimukhi. All our five organs of perceptions are all extrovert. Extrovert. And they go out and perceive sense objects. And with that, mind also travels. Mind also travels. Okay. And each organs of perception action is governed by devta. Each organs of perception and action, mind, buddhi, chitta, ahankar, each of them has got separate devta. We have studied in Tattvabodh. Just for your reference, I will just revise it. Like for ears, dig devta. Dig devta. For skin, it is vayu devta. For eyes, it is surya devta. For tongue, it is varun devta. For nose, it is aswini kumar. And for speech, again, the tongue has dual function. Tongue can taste, and tongue is required for speaking also. So tongue is a gyanendri also, organ of perception, and tongue is a karmendri also, organ of speech. So for the organ of speech, there Agni Devta is sitting there. For taste, Varun Devta is sitting there. So two Devtas are sitting there. For taste, Varun Devta is there. And for speech, it is Agni Devta. And for hands, Indra Devta. For legs, Vishnu Devta. You see, Vishnu Devta is in legs. That is why perhaps we prostrate and touch the feet of seniors, guru. Vishnu is there. Devta is Vishnu. See? Vishnu Devta. Then for genital, it is Prajapati. For anus, it is Yama. Manuso Devta, Chandramaha. Mind Devta is Chandramaha. Buddhi Brahma, Ahankarasya Rudra, Chittasya Vasudeva. These are the Devtas, all sitting there. So what is their function? I told you many times. Can anybody tell me? Raise your hand if you remember. Number one, they give sentiency to all organs. Sentiency, all the organs of perception and actions are all inert. Mind, man, buddhi, chitta, ahankar, all are inert. But devtas are sentient. They give sentiency. If I am speaking, it is because of the devta sitting there. That is number one. They give sentiency. Number two, at the time after 40th, when the age is 40 years and above, start packing. The devta work is, now you pack. And then after that, when it goes into the another body, unpack. Like when you go from your home to another place, you pack your suitcase. And when you go to hotel, then you unpack again. Similarly, this also, devta, they pack and unpack. And they keep an account what you are doing. So each devta is keeping account. Don't think you are seeing or you are smelling something and nobody knows. No, devta knows everything. Each devta, they know everything. And this bhakti should be niskam. So when the organs of perception, organs of action, mind and intellect, everything is engaged for Bhagwan, it is bhakti. And how this bhakti should be? Ahetuki. Ahetuki means I am not expecting anything in return. Otherwise, most of the people, if you want to do something, what will I get? What will I get? Always we think in the term of what will I get? So one Mahatma said, if you do this type of bhakti, niskam bhakti, ahetuku bhakti, animitti bhakti, then mukti becomes dasi of bhakti. See, Mahatma, they use such beautiful word, mukti becomes dasi. Bhakta never wants mukti. He never wants mukti. So what we have to do? First we have to do anusrabik karma. Whatever is said in the sastra karma we should do. Or whatever your guru says, do this thing. Whatever guru says, he will also tell you what is said in the sastra. So whatever sastra says or guru says, do that. Sastra says, do karma yoga. We are listening for 6 years. Do karma yoga, daru karma yoga. But it's not happening. We know scientifically that this will remove my vasana. We all know that also. But we are not able to do it. So first thing you have to do as per sastra. Don't do any nisiddha karma. Whatever is said in the sastra, don't do this thing. That nisiddha karma should not be done. Then, don't act as per your mind, you know, man. People say, kyun kiya? Mera mana aya kar diya. Are, what is this? Shastra says, don't do it, and you are saying, my mind is saying, and I have done. What is this? Not act according to the shastra. And such karma, when you are doing for Bhagwan, ekagrata will automatically come. It will automatically come. Because day and night, we are thinking about Bhagwan only. We are not thinking about which has. So naturally the mind will become ekagra. Automatically it will become. Next.
Naikatmatam me spriyayanti kechit matpada seva virata madihaha ye annonata bhagavata prasajya sabhajayante mama paurushani.
So such persons, what they do, such bhakta, those who are whose organs of perception, action, mind and intellect, every thinking about Bhagwan only. They na ekatmata says priyanti. Na ekatmata, oneness. They don't want to become one with the Lord. First thing. Hamko ek saath, hamko mukti nahi chahiye. I don't want. Ekatmata. I don't want to become one with the Lord. Kechin mat pad seva abhirata mad iha. And to attain me, what they do? Mad pad, my feet. They worship my feet. They worship my feet to attain me, but they don't want mukti. They don't want to become one with me. That is the condition of the bhakta.
Yah
annyonyata bhagvataha prasajya sabhajayante mam paurushani. And those who annyonyata means mutually. Few bhakta are assembled. Like in our study class, people come, they come and sit. They don't have to talk about the worldly thing. Sometimes they try to go out, talk about the worldly thing, but the sevak there will put, oh, come back, this is our point, we are discussing this thing. So, anyato bhagvata, bhagvata means bhakta, prasajya, assembled, they have assembled, sabhajayante, they glorify what? Mam paurusani, my lila, my glory. So they discuss my glory. Dekho, if you assemble, if he was sitting alone, he was doing everything for the Bhagwan. Now suppose somebody has come. When you were alone, one condition. When you are associated or other people come, what you do? You talk about Bhagwan only. So a pure devotee who is attached to the activities of the devotional service and who always engages in the service of my lotus feet never desires ekatmata, to become one with me. Such a devotee who continuously engages always glorifies my pastimes and activities. So there are, you see, the bhakti has got four results. If you do bhakti, the four results. One is the salokya. You have heard this thing many times, salokya. You will reach the lok of Bhagwan. Then after that, you want to come samipya. Nazdik jana hai. I want to be close to Bhagwan. Samipya. Lok means area. Now you want to be very close, samipya. Then after that, you become sarupya. Sarupya means you are also dressing like Bhagwan. Like in Vaikuntha, everybody is chaturbhuja. Everybody is chaturbhuja. So how you will find which one is the real Vishnu or Narayan? Srivatsa is there. Not everybody has got that Srivatsa. You can recognize who is Narayan there. And all are dressing like this. If you go to Dwarka, you will find all the pandas wearing the same dress like Bhagwan. Sarupya. Then Sayujya. But they don't want Sayujya. They don't want to become one with the Lord. So what we have to do? Number one, we have to serve Lord. Number two, follow the Shastra, whatever Lord has said in Shastra. Lord has said in the Shastra. How do you say the Shastra is said by Lord? Bhagavatam. Who has written Bhagavatam? Vyasadeva. Who is Vyasadeva? Incarnation of Vishnu. So whatever he said in the Bhagavatam, he said by? Lord Vishnu. This way. So whatever he said by Bhagwan, it is written in the scripture. Like whatever he said in Gita, Bhagwan said. That is written there. So follow the scriptures. And when you are in the assembly of people, others are there. Don't talk about the kachori and pakori. Talk about Bhagwan. Normally what we do? We talk about the worldly thing. Ladies will talk about the new saris, new ornaments, new style and all that. No! We talk about Bhagwan only. Guruji says, Bhagavat is a bhakti shastra, and what is the essence of Bhagavatam? It is said, dharma, karma, upasana, yoga, abhyas, all are good to be done, but their ultimate result should be form of bhakti. Whatever we do, it should be such that our bhakti should become more dhrida, more firm. That should be the purpose. Like it, when we go to temple, we always ask, ye de do, wo ekha kar do, aisa kar do. In Sundar Kand, you will find when Hanumanji and Bibhishan met Bhagwan in person. And what they ask? Give me your pure devotion, bhakti de do. They didn't ask anything else, both of them. So bhakta will ask only, you give me suddha bhakti. Suddha bhakti. That is what we ask. 35.
Pashanti te me ruchiranam vyasantaha prasanna vaktraruna lochanani rupani divyani varapradani sakam vacham spriyaniyam vadanti.
Pashanti, they see that bhakta sees. Which bhakta? The bhakta which we are discussing in the earlier verse. Whose all organs of perception, action, mind and everything is for the Lord, serving the Lord. All actions are according to Shastra. He is not doing any prohibited nisiddha karma. Such bhakta. Pasanti te me ruchiran amba santaha. Santa means bhakta. Amba means O mother. So Kapil is addressing Devuti. Amba, O mother. Such bhakta. Pasanti, they see. What? They see my ruchirani. Ruchirani means beautiful form, you know, my beautiful form. So the bhakta will see the form of Lord. How is that form of the Lord? Prasanna vakra, smiling face, prasanna. Therefore you will find all the devatas always smiling, you know, prasanna vakra. You will not find devatas any sad there. All smiling, prasanna vakra. Aruna lochanani, and how the lochan, how the eyes are? Arun. Arun is a little bit tinge of red. Arunodaya we say, early morning, arunodaya. Before the sunrise, it becomes a little bit, you know, reddish. That type of arun lochanani. Rupani means the form, and how this form? Dibhyani, it is divine form. So my form is divine. And varpradani, it is benevolent. Var, it will grace you. Sakam vacham spraniyam badanti, and sakam, they talk to me. Sakam. Bhakti is there, I am there. They talk, vacham, words. Sprihaniyam means favorable, badanti, they speak. Favorable word. And this is true. Only about 120, 130 years ago, Ramakrishna used to talk to Mother Kali. He used to feed and mother used to eat also. The same form is still there. It's not very big form. It's hardly 3 feet or 3.5 feet of Mother Kali. But he used to talk. He used to get answers from him, her also. So, oh my mother, my devotees always see the smiling face of my form with the eyes like the rising morning sun. They like to see my various transcendental forms which are benevolent, and they also talk favorable with me. Only such bhakta will see that form.
Tai darshaniya bhavairudara vilasahasaikshitavamasuktaihi ritatmanorit pranascha bhaktihi anichchato me gatimanvim prayungte.
And Tai means by those forms, darshaniya. Darshaniya means the charming. Abhayavai means the limbs. Limbs also. Bhagwan's limbs are also charming. Then udar, then exalted. Bilas means pastime. And has means smiling. Ikchita means glances. Vam means pleasing. Suktai means delightful words. Ritmana, captivated mind. Ritpranasya, captivated senses. Bhakti, devotion. How is that devotion? Anichchata, unwilling. They don't want mukti. They are doing bhakti. Me gatim anvim prunte. But Bhagavan says, me gatim. Me gatim means my abode. Gatim is abode. This bhakta will all get the abode of Bhagavan. And how that about anvim, subtle, prungte means attain, that seeker attains, that bhakta, that devotee attains the abode of Bhagwan. So, though their mind are thus captivated by and absorbed in my enchanting, formful aspect with its charming and sublime features, movement, smile, look and speech, their devotion leads them to liberation through they themselves do not care for it. They don't care for it. But Bhagwan gives. Ajao, mere paas ajao. So here it is said that the bhakta goes to the temple, brings flower, decorates the idol, Bhagwan's murti. This is what bhakti is doing. So now the question is comes to here, bhakti, the word bhakti has come. What is this bhakti? So we have studied Narad Bhakti Sutra. In Bhagavatam also, definition of bhakti comes. In Ramayana also it comes. In Narad Bhakti Sutra, in Sutra number 82, 11 types of bhakti are given. 11 types of bhakti. And here in our Bhagavatam, Prahlad ji said to Hiranyakasipu, nine types of bhakti, sravanam, kirtanam, vishnu, smaranam, pad sevanam, archanam, bandhanam, dasyam, sakhyam, atmanivedanam. So nine types of bhakti given here. In Ramayana also we find Bhagavan Ram telling Sabari. Pratham bhakti kar santan satsanga, santan sangha. First you do sangha santa. And second is ratimam katha prasanga. Rati means interest. Interest in the katha, in my leela, in the my sport. Everywhere same thing. If you study all these three comparatively, you find all common things there. All common things. So what are these things? The puja is bhakti. Naam smaran is bhakti. Upasana. Upasana means upasan. Upasan means what? Up means near. Asan means sitting. Sitting near Bhagwan, thinking about the Bhagwan. Upasana. Or when you are associated with other bhakta, talking about the Bhagwan only, his form, his leela, that also is bhakti. Listen to Bhagavatam, bhakti. Decorate your lot with different flowers and all, that is also bhakti. Then going to different pilgrimage like Mathura Vrindavan, Tirtha Bhraman, that is also bhakti. Aap chupcha baitho, you are thinking about the Lord and His Leela. That also is bhakti. Atmavichar is also bhakti. Atmavichar is also bhakti. Or if you are doing dhyan, that also is bhakti. Cooking for God is bhakti. You are making for Bhagwan, prasad bana rahe hain. That also is bhakti. Serving in temple, serving in mission is also bhakti, you see. These are all bhakti. So if I do bhakti, what will I get? Dekho, we have got one subtle mind. One equipment is very subtle mind. When this mind goes into sansar, it gets dukkha. This is our experience. If this mind goes to sansar, it gives dukkha. If I withdraw my mind from sansar and put this mind into Bhagwan, I will get sukh. This is principle behind it. One equipment we have got, and this equipment, this subtle equipment, mind when goes to OET, to the world, it will get sorrow only. Why? Because object, emotion, thought, sansar is dukkhalaya. In dukkhalaya, you will never get sukh. Now you can recount your all past experiences whenever you got sorrow. It was never from Bhagwan. It was always from sansar. Always from sansar. So if I want to avoid dukkha, what I have to do? I have to withdraw from the world. Go to the world as much as you require. That's all. To sustain your body, to do your sadhana, jitna chahiye, utna ke liye bahar jao. After that, organs of perception, action and everything, mind, intellect, everything should be utilized for Bhagwan. Jitna time bach gaya. Now you think about Lord only, don't think about world. Acha, if you see or introspect, after the whole day work, you will find that your mind in 16 hours, it was in the world for 15 and a half hour or 15 hour 45 minutes during the waking period. You analyze, introspect, you will find. Either you are thinking about your children, about the house, about the cooking, about the other thing, or if you are idle sitting, you are thinking about the past, sorrows, and again making it more and more strong. Thinking about the past sorrow again and again, you are repeating that tape. Sorrow. And you never recount the sukh part. Sukh we enjoy and then we forget. Dukh we remember. This person said so, this person said so, this. Dukkha, dukkha, dukkha. So if I want to avoid dukkha, what I have to do? A very simple, all of you can say that. I have to withdraw from there. Like if somebody is giving me trouble, what I do? I keep a distance from him. Usse baat nahi karenge. Similarly, sansar is giving me dukkha, thoda dur rakho usko. Go to sansar. I cannot live without sansar. Without OET, I can't live. I can't maintain my body without OET. I have to eat. I have to drink water. I have to go for bhojan and bhiksha, whatever it is. Only that much. Nothing more. Rest of the time, think about the Bhagwan. Whenever we have got spare time, we pick up film fare. And now we start thinking about iska kiske saath connection hai, kiska kiske saath connection hai, see, what you will get? Or those who are in the sports, Sunil Gavaskar, how much centuries he made on this place, there are questions on that, people remember, useless thing, you are not remembering Lord. So here Bhagwan is saying, no, you think, start thinking about me now.
Atho vibhuktim mama maya vinastam aishwaryam astangam anupravrittam sriyam bhagavatim vaspriyayanti bhadram parasamete srubate tuloke.
Asprihanti, asprihanti, in the third line you will find, these bhakta, they don't desire. Aspriha, spriha means craving. Aspriha, no craving. Asprihanti, what they don't crave. Atha, vibhutim, mam vibhuti, my opulence, maya vinastam, and anything of the maya, aishwarya, mystic perfections, they don't want. Then as, astangam, astangam means ashtasiddhi, ashtasiddhi, they don't want siddhi. Anupravrittam and following bhakti. These people, those who are bhakti, who are following bhakti, they don't want all these things. They don't want wealth. Wealth nahi chahiye. Aishwarya, mystic perfection, mystic power, no. Siddhi, eight types of siddhi, no. Nahi chahiye, I don't want. Sriyam, splendor, splendor of Bhagavatim, of Lord. Bhadram parasya me te asnuvate tu loke. Bhadram means the blissful, parasya means, par means the supreme Lord, parasya of the Lord. Me means of me, de, asnuvate means they enjoy, tu loke in this life. Those who are doing bhakti, they enjoy here also, you see. They enjoy here also. They get the sukha. They are getting the bliss from the Bhagwan. So they no longer crave for the wealth and enjoyment of Satyalok. If you tell him, chalo, udhar Satyalok chalo, you will get enjoyment there. No, I'm not interested. I will do bhakti only. Nothing else I want. And other spheres falling within my jurisdiction of the Lord of Maya. No, I don't want Brahmalok. I want to go to Mahaktop Lok, Janatapa. No. Bhakta will say, no, I don't want these Loka. Why? Because the sukha of these Lokas are also limited. Sukha of all these Lokas are limited. And the Bhakta who is enjoying the sukha of Bhagwan, it's an infinite soup. Infinite soup. Nor they are interested in eight kinds of supernatural power. You see, when the bhakti, if you are advancing in bhakti, the supernatural powers will come automatically, you know. Automatically. You think it comes. You just think it comes. You say something, it happens. But they are not interested in that. You see, once you get stuck in this supernatural power, bhakti khatam, goal is over, khatam. Now you start practicing. That only, you want to show others, I have got this power. Nor even for the wealth and the splendor of Vaikuntha. If somebody says, Bhagwan, tumko de deta hai, wealth de deta hai, Vaikuntha. Like in the Nachiketa case, Yamaraj wanted to give him so many things. He said, no, nahi, I don't want it. Why? Why you don't want it? I am giving you a life of 100,000 years. No, that will also end one day. Still I have to die after 100,000 years? I don't want it. I want to become immortal. Tell me that knowledge by which I become immortal. So Vaikuntha is full of every all these things. So yet even without desiring them, Bhakta enjoys all the offered benediction. Even in this life, sitting here, he is enjoying Vaikuntha. In all the upper lokas, there are sukh, and the sukh is greater than one after another. Like in from this world, if you go to higher world, from bhuva, swaha, maha, jana, tapa, satyam. In satyam is the highest sukh. And in Taittiriya Upanishad said that whatever the sukh we are getting here, 100 times is more in the upper. In the next upper. From the next upper to next upper is more 100 times. More 100 times. So if, when you are in the Satyalok or in the Brahmalok, it is the highest sukh there. But the bhakta doesn't want that sukh also. Because Bhagwan's sukh is much, much greater than that. He is contacting with the Bhagwan, talking to Bhagwan, seeing his form, getting his blessings. So that sukh is greater than that. Since all lokas sukh are anitya, temporary, anitya, therefore he doesn't want that. Siddhi, siddhi is also is not attracted because the siddhi is also not permanent. And in the different world, the clocks are different, you know. In different world, the clocks are different. Like in our, in this world also, no? Different country has got different clock. So now it is midday more or less here. So it is midnight in India, more or less. Similarly, the clock of different lokas are also different. But they are all limited in time. Brahmaji is also limited in time. Brahmaji is lot of Brahmalok. So his life is also 100 years only. But that clock is different. That clock is different altogether. Next.
Na karhi chit mat para shanta rupe nang shanti no me animisho ledi hetihi ye shamaham priyayatma sutascha sakha guru sruhido devayishtam daivamishtam.
Shanta rupe, O mother. Yesa aham priya atma sutasya sakha guru surya devishtam. By whom I am dear, priya. Any bhakta to whom I am priya, dear. How? As an atma. I am present as an atma in each devotee. So if our atma is dear to us, or sutasya, he loves me as my son, as his own son. Sutascha, sakha, he loves me as friend. Guru, he loves me as guru. Suhridar, benefactor, he loves me as a benefactor. Or daivaishtam, chosen deity. If he likes Gopal, still it is okay. Or whatever ishtadevta, in whatever form. Really speaking, all devtas have in sense the same consciousness. So Lord says, even if you are worshipping your Ishta Devta, you are worshipping me only. Nahi karchit matpara, nahi karchit neighbor. Matpara, matpara means by intellect he has decided he, that Lord is my goal. Matparaha, matparaha. Nakshanti no me nimiso ledi heti. So this person will remain deathless in that abode of peace for unwinking time and enjoy the divya sukh there. Such bhakta who is loving Lord as his son or as a friend or his own Atma or as his Ishta Devta or as his Guru. So he will be enjoying there and he will become deathless. And my weapon of universal destruction has no sway over him. So Maya, after that, can never kill him. You see, Maya have got the power to destroy the body only. Maya power is to destroy the gross body, and the subtle body continues. Subtle body can be destroyed by jnana, vairagya, and bhakti. Then after that, there is no rebirth. Natma, Yamaraj has got no power. Yamaraj can destroy our form only, but not Atma. Not Atma. Okay. So by Punya, we can go to higher loka. By Punya, by doing all the meritorious action, we can go to higher loka. But if that Punya, if we encash it for our purification of mind, I don't want to go to Swarga, or to Mahajana Tapa Satyam Loka. After the Punya Chine Punya Martaloke Vishanti, I will come back again. Phir se vapas aana hai. So why should I go there? Or if I do all the meritorious action now onward, I will definitely go to higher loka. But again I have to come back. So bhakta's achievement in this life is not destroyed. His purified mind goes. Suppose what happens, so you start your bhakti, whatever is said in the shastra, you start falling. Suppose, I am not saying, suppose if I start my sadhana today, and the body drops after some time. Body will drop one day. I started my sadhana and I could not complete my sadhana, could not reach my goal. It may so happen. Ho sakta hai. Or if I am attracted again by charms of the world, I leave sadhana. That also can happen. Suppose you are doing bhakti, bhakti, bhakti and you have everything and all of a sudden you got a jackpot. Chalo. So much of money. I'm kya karen? You are happy. I have got so much money. You again go back to world. Enjoy. But what will happen to the mind? You know, mind is purified by each action. And mind becomes impure also by each action. Mind when going to the world, it is collecting impurities. Mind which is going to the Bhagwan is collecting purity. So if the mind purified by your sadhana, but could not reach the goal, so the same mind will take another form, another body. But if we realize in this life, no more birth. Suppose I could not realize, what will happen? Little bit of purified mind now goes to the another body. So you start your sadhana from there. Go ahead. So nothing goes waste. So even if I do bhakti for some time, that also give me result only. And once you accomplish your goal, then Mrityu has got no sway. Really speaking, Mrityu has got no power on Atman. It cannot destroy Atman.
Imam lokam tathaivamum atmanam uvayayinam atmanam anuye chehaye raya pashavo grihaha visrijya sarvanannascha mamevam vishvato mukham bhajanti ananaya bhaktya tan mritto ratiparaye.
Imam lokam tatha amum. Imam lokam means this lok. Amum means other lok. So there are two loks. Iha lok and other than here, all the upper loks and the lower loks. Amutra imam lokam tathaiva amum atmanam ubhaya ainam means traveling. Atma means subtle body. This subtle body travels where? In these two lokas. Imam loka, amum loka. Amum loka means other loka. According to your vasana, according to your karma, you will be given another body, another look. Ubhay. Ubhay means both. Imam and Amum. Atmana manuya chehe ye raya pasvo griha visajya. And if somebody, Atman means the body, and all the relations, relations with whom? Raya. Raya means the wealth. Then pasava. In earlier time, the cattle used to be wealth. Cattle used to be wealth. How many cows, how many horses you have got, how many elephants you have got. So that was the, people used to say, he is a wealthy person. Pasavo griha, griha means houses, not one, two, many houses, griha. Visrajya, and if you give up all these things, give up what? Give up wealth, pasavo and griha. Give up wealth and this thing doesn't mean that you have to give up attachment. Be careful. If you read yourself, then you will say, no, it's impossible. They are telling me, Bhagwan is saying me that you give up your all the relations, wealth, and also griha also. Brishaja sarvan, everything. Brishaja means giving up attachment to all these things. Sarvan. Anyasya maveva visvatomukham, and others, maveva, to me alone, visvatomukham, I am all pervading, visvatomukham, everywhere I am present, pervading. Bhajanti ananya bhaktya, bhajanti, he worships. How? Ananya, with no other support. I am his support, only one, Bhagwan. Bhaktya tan mrityo atipare, and he is doing the bhakti, worshipping me. Tan, to that person, what I do? Mrityo ati pare. I take him to the other side. Other side means, he was in the Atman, in other lok, in the Prakriti, going around. Now he bring, Bhagwan he bring to other side. Other side means, which is not perishable. Which is not perishable. So I take them once for all to the other side of the death, who worship me with the exclusive bhakti in aforesaid manner. In aforesaid manner, we have already seen. Ananya bhakti. Ananya bhakti is required. How is that? Ahetuki bhakti. Ahetuki bhakti means I don't expect anything in return. Realizing my presence in every quarter, everywhere Bhagwan is present. How Bhagwan is present everywhere? As the principle of existence, he is present everywhere. And renouncing this world and the next. I don't want to go to the next world also. Swarg nahi chahiye. Kyo nahi chahiye? Temporary. It is not permanent. This also will dissolve. Uska bhi dissolution hai, pralay hai. I don't want to go to swarg also. And even their own subtle body, which wanders through the both and all, with both, this subtle body, our sushma sarir goes into this look and that look. According to our Shruta and Karma, we get the bodies, different bodies. Either you go to higher loka or the lower loka. And are connected with them here, near and dear ones, as well as the possessions, for example, wealth, cattle, houses, and everything. Same thing is said in Bhagavad Gita also. Yetu sarvani karvani mai sanyasya matparaha. Ananya eva yogena mam dhyayanta upasate tesa ham samuddharta mrityu sansar sagarat. What we have to do? Everything for Bhagwan. Ye tu sarvani karmani, all karma, all actions, mai sanyasya matpara, mai sanyasya, all actions for love, happiness of the Lord. Matpara, they have decided by their intellect that Bhagwan is my goal. And they are meditating, they are doing worship to me. How? Ananya yoga with the concentrated mind. Tesa ham samuddharta. I help them to come out from mrityu sansar sagarat. Mrityu sansar, this mrityu sansar. Ocean of change. In Prakriti, continuously the change is happening. And we are in that Prakriti, Lord will pick us up from the Mithu Sansar Sagrat and take it to the other side. So in at the time of death, mind goes to another world. If it is a sattvic mind, it goes to higher world. If it is a rajasic mind, it goes to this world. If it is tamasic mind, it goes to lower world. So it all depends on the color at the time of death. Sattvic mind, if you are thinking about world, thinking about the Lord, that is sattvic. If you are at the time of death, thinking about your Mahatma, they tell very good stories. One Sethji was dying. And all the five sons were standing all around. Now Sethji was a shopkeeper. He said, all the five you are here, who is there in the shop? He is worrying about the shop at the time. Rajasic. See? Not thinking about the Bhagwan. At the time of death also, not thinking. And there are tamasic thoughts also. They will go to the lower loka. So what we have to do? Surrender to the Lord. He will take care of us. Sarva dharman paritajya mamekam sarnam bhaja. You surrender to me. He will take care of all our sins. Don't worry.
Nanyatra mad bhagavatah pradhana purusheshwarat atmanas sarva bhutanam bhayam tivram nivartate.
Na anyatra, not otherwise. Bhagavan says this department is only with me. Please note this very carefully. This department is only with Bhagavan, not other devta. Na anyatra mad bhagavatah pradhana purusheshwarat. I am the Ishwar. I am the Ishwar of what? Pradhan and Purush. Pradhan means Prakriti. Purush means Jeev. So Pradhan and Purush. I am the Lord of Pradhan and Purush. Atmana sarva bhutanam bhayam tibram nivartate. And I am the Atmana of the all Jeeva. I am the Atman. Sarva bhutanam bhaya tibram nivartate. And if we do this puja or Bhagwan Bhakti, then Bhagwan says, I will give him abhay. Abhay means bhayam tibram nivartate. No more bhay. That is the abhay state, fearless state. The fear happens only when there are two, dvaita. And when we reach Bhagwan, it is advaita. No fear at all. So the terrible fear of birth and death can never be got rid by anyone who resort to any shelter other than myself. Bhagavan says, this is my monopoly, you have to come to me. If you want Abhayapad, you have to come to me. For I am Almighty Lord, the ruler of both Purush and Prakriti, spirit and matter, the self of all living beings. Same thing as said in the Bhagavad Gita also. Devi yasa gunmai mam maya duratya mameva ye prapadyante mayam etam taranti te. This maya, this prakriti is my power. Mam maya, it is mine. So if you want to cross over this, what you have to do? Surrender. Mameva ye prapadyante. If you surrender to me, I will take you out from there and put it this side. Okay, but how long will it take? It is said, Bahunam Janmanante Gyanavan Mam Prabhadate. It takes long, long time to believe this statement. Only when the mind is purified, then we can believe. Ki Bhagwan jo kehte hai, theek hai. Then he will come to Bhagwan. So either you grow from the knowledge to bhakti, gyan to bhakti, or bhakti to gyan, it is one and same. But again and again here it is said, Gyan Vairagya Bhakti. Even Kapil Bhagwan is also saying. In Mukundamala also we studied the same thing. If you want to worship Bhagwan, first you have to know who is this Bhagwan. First you have to know Bhagwan. Gyan of Bhagwan is needed. And the Vairagya, Vairagya is also needed because the organs of perception, organs of max and mind and all that, they go all out. You have to control. Self-control is needed. That is Vairagya. And then bhakti. After that, you put that mind into the devotion. So non-devotees will not come on this side. They will not believe. Many people think, this is all made up stories. Bhagavatam, 5,000 years. Can it happen? No. Impossible. Truly speaking, they don't know the inner meaning. Each story has got an inner meaning. That tells, if somebody explains you, you will come to know. Na anyatra mad bhagavata. Lord alone can take out jeev from the cycle of birth and death. His grace is essential. Therefore, surrender to Lord and get out of this bhavsagar. Get out of this. So, 3 more verses are there. We'll take up in our next class. Om
Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi. Hari Om Sri Gurubhyo Namaha. Hari Om.